Chapter 2. The Apple of Discord. Apple of Discord. An apple of discord is a reference to the golden apple of discord, left by Eris, the goddess of strife, in the midst of the feast at the wedding of Peleus and Thetis. As the apple was inscribed, "For the fairest," it sparked a vanity-fueled dispute among Hera, Athena, and Aphrodite, which eventually led to the Trojan War. Thus, the apple of discord is used to signify the core or crux of an argument, or a small matter that could lead to a big dispute. Look at the following example. The question of income tax was the apple of discord among the Senate. The Judgment of Paris. Paris, the Trojan prince, was given the impossible task of deciding which goddess, Athena, Aphrodite, or Hera, was the most beautiful. All three tried bribes, of which Aphrodite's, the love of the most beautiful mortal woman in the world, was the most enticing to the young man. After that, Paris and Troy gained the other goddess's animosity, and the judgment of Paris proved fatal to his city. Therefore, if a decision is referred to as the judgment of Paris, it involves a lot of controversies and would probably be extremely difficult to make. The decision made by King Edward VIII, the Duke of Windsor, to give up his throne for the love of his wife, Willis Simpson, is a most typical example of this. The Face That Launched 1,000 Ships. This idiom originated from a poem by Christopher Marlowe, an English playwright, poet, and translator of the Elizabethan era. It is a direct reference to Helen of Troy, the most beautiful woman in the world. The abduction of her by the Trojan prince Paris caused Menelaus, her husband, to declare war on Troy. Because of prior alliances, eventually all of the Greeks were involved. Thus, Helen's beauty had launched 1,000 ships into war. The idiom might be used like this. When he looked backward to the corner, he found a face that launched 1,000 ships.